Mrityunjaya mantra that's chanted for Lord Shiva. On this occasion, I'm just going to chant it once. Trayambakam yajamahe sugandhim pustivardhanam purva rukamiva bandhanam mityur mukshiyam amrita. Om namah Shivaya. Om namah Shivaya. Om namah Shivaya. Om namah Shivaya. So these are some pastimes from Srimad Bhagavatam about Lord Shiva. This is the eighth canto. Lord Shiva saves the universe. The demigods observed Lord Shiva sitting on the summit of Kailash Hill with his wife, Bhavani, for the auspicious development of the three worlds. He was being worshipped by great saintly persons desiring liberation. The demigods offered him their obeisances and prayers with great respect. The Prajapati said, O greatest of all demigods, Mahadev, supersoul of all living entities, and cause of their happinesses and prosperities, we have come to the shelter of your lotus feet. Now please save us from this fiery poison which is spreading all over the three worlds. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Since Lord Shiva is in charge of annihilation, why should he be approached for protection, which is given by Lord Vishnu? Lord Brahma creates and Lord Shiva annihilates. But both Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva are incarnations of Lord Vishnu and are known as Shaktyavesh avatars. They are endowed with a special power like that of Lord Vishnu, who is actually all-pervading in their activities. Therefore, whenever prayers for protection are offered to Lord Shiva, actually Lord Vishnu is indicated, for otherwise Lord Shiva is meant for destruction. Lord Shiva is one of the Ishwaras, or the controllers, known as Shaktyavesh avatar. Therefore, he can be addressed as having the qualities of Lord Vishnu. Translation, O Lord, you are the cause of bondage and liberation of the entire universe because you are its ruler. Those who are advanced in spiritual consciousness surrender unto you, and therefore you are the cause of mitigating their distresses, and you are also the cause of their liberation. We therefore worship your lordship. Purport. Actually, Lord Vishnu maintains and accomplishes all good fortune. If one has to take shelter of Lord Vishnu, why should the demigods take shelter of Lord Shiva? They did so because Lord Vishnu acts through Lord Shiva in the creation of the material world. Lord Shiva acts on behalf of Lord Vishnu. When the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 14:4 that he is the father of all living entities, aham bija pradapita, this refers to actions performed by Lord Vishnu through Lord Shiva. Lord Vishnu is always unattached to material activities, and when material activities are to be performed, Lord Vishnu performs them through Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is therefore worshipped on the level of Lord Vishnu. When Lord Vishnu is untouched by the external energy, he is Lord Vishnu. But when he is in touch with the external energy, he appears in his feature of Lord Shiva. Translation. O Lord, you are self-effulgent and supreme. You create this material world by your personal energy, and you assume the names Brahma, Vishnu, and Maheshwar when you act in creation, maintenance, and annihilation. Purport. This prayer is actually offered to Lord Vishnu, the Purusha, who in his incarnation as the Guna avatar, assumes the names Brahma, Vishnu, and Maheshwar. Translation. You are the cause of all causes, the self-effulgent, inconceivable, impersonal Brahman, which is originally Param Brahma. You manifest various potencies in this cosmic manifestation. Purport. This prayer is offered to the impersonal Brahman, which consists of the effulgent rays of Parabrahman. Parabrahman is the supreme personality of Godhead. Parabrahma, Paradhamma, Pavitram, Paramam, Bhavam. When Lord Shiva is worshipped as Parabrahman, the worship is meant for Lord Vishnu. Translation, O Lord, you are the original source of Vedic literature. You are the original cause of material creation, the life force, the senses, the five elements, the three modes, and the Mahatattva. Your eternal time, determination in the two religious systems called truth, satya, and truthfulness, ritta. You are the shelter of the syllable Om, which consists of three letters, A, U, M. O Father of all planets, learned scholars know fire, that fire is your mouth, the surface of the globe is your feet, lotus feet, eternal time is your movement, all the directions are yours, and Varuna, master of the waters, is your tongue. Purport. In the Shruti mantra it is said, Agni Sarva Devata, fire is the aggregate of all demigods. Agni is the mouth of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is through Agni, or fire, that the Lord accepts all sacrificial oblations. Translation, O Lord, the sky is your navel, the air is your breathing, the sun is your eyes, and the water is your salmon. You are the shelter of all kinds of living entities, high and low. The god of the moon is your mind, and the upper planetary system is your head. O Lord, you are the three Vedas personified. The seven seas are your abdomen, and the mountains are your bones. All drugs, creepers, and vegetables are the hairs on your body. The Vedic mantras, like Gayatri, are the seven layers of your body. And the Vedic religious system is the core of your heart. O Lord, the five important Vedic mantras are represented by your five faces, from which the 38 most celebrated Vedic mantras have been generated. Your lordship, being celebrated as Lord Shiva, is self-illuminated. You are directly situated as the supreme truth, known as Paramatma. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The five mantras mentioned in this connection are as follows. Purusha, Aghora, Satyajata, Vamadeva, and Ishana. These five mantras are within the category of 38 special Vedic mantras chanted by Lord Shiva, who is therefore celebrated as Shiva or Mahadev. Another reason why Lord Shiva is called Shiva, which means all auspicious, is that he is self-illuminated exactly like Lord Vishnu, who is the Paramatma. Because Lord Shiva is directly an incarnation of Lord Vishnu, he is situated as Lord Vishnu's direct representative. This fact is corroborated by a Vedic mantra, Patim Vishvasyetameshwaram Shashvatam Shivamachyutam. The Supersoul is called by many names, of which Maheshwar, Shiva, and Achyuta are especially mentioned. Translation, O Lord, your shadow is seen in irreligion, which brings about varieties of irreligious creations. The three modes of nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance, are your three eyes. All the Vedic literatures, which are full of verses, are emanations from you, because their compilers wrote the various scriptures after receiving your glance. So the demigods go on glorifying Lord Shiva in this chapter. We're going to skip a little bit because we want to read one more section of a chapter. Lord Shiva said, My dear Bhavani, just see how all these living entities have been placed in danger because of the poison produced from the churning of the ocean of milk. The demigods were churning the ocean of milk, and a poison, halhala, was produced. So they called on Lord Shiva to come and save them. Prabhupada says later on that sometimes people want to imitate Lord Shiva and smoke ganja, but if they want to imitate Lord Shiva, first of all, they have to drink the ocean of poison. Then they can do whatever they like. It is my duty to give protection and safety to all living entities struggling for existence. Certainly, it is the duty of the master to protect his suffering dependents. People in general, being bewildered by the illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, are always engaged in animosity toward one another. But devotees, even at the risk of their own temporary lives, try to save them. Pranay svai praninapanti sadavat chanabhangurai padavaireshu bhuteshu mohiteshu atmamayaya. Purport. This is the characteristic of a Vaishnav. Paraduka duki. A Vaishnav is always unhappy to see the conditioned souls unhappy. Otherwise, he would have no business teaching them how to become happy. In materialistic life, people must certainly engage in activities of animosity. Materialistic life is therefore compared to samsara dhavana, a blazing forest fire that automatically takes place. Lord Shiva and his followers in the parampara system try to save people from this dangerous condition of materialistic life. This is the duty of devotees following the principles of Lord Shiva and belonging to the Rudra Sampradaya. There are four Vaishnava Sampradayas, and the Rudra Sampradaya is one of them, because Lord Shiva, Rudra, is the best of the Vaishnavas. Vaishnavanam yata shambhu. Indeed, as we shall see, Lord Shiva drank all the poison for the benefit of humanity. Translation, my dear, gentle wife Bhavani, when one performs benevolent activities for others, the Supreme Personality of God and Hari is very pleased. And when the Lord is pleased, I am also pleased, along with all other living creatures. Therefore, let me drink this poison, for all the living entities may thus become happy because of me. Srila Sukadeva Goswami continued, after informing Bhavani in this way, Lord Shiva began to drink the poison, and Bhavani, who knows perfectly well the capabilities of Lord Shiva, gave him her permission to do so. Therefore, Lord Shiva, who is dedicated to auspicious, benevolent work for humanity, compassionately took the whole quantity of poison in his palm and drank it. Purport. Although there was such a great quantity of poison that is spread all over the universe, Lord Shiva had such great power that he reduced the poison to a small quantity so that he could hold it in his palm. One should not try to imitate Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva can do whatever he likes. But those who try to imitate Lord Shiva by smoking ganja and other poisonous things will certainly be killed because of such activities. Translation, as if in defamation, the poison born from the ocean of milk manifested its potency by marking Lord Shiva's neck with a bluish line. That line, however, is now accepted as an ornament of Lord Shiva. Tapyante lokatapena sarva prayasojana paramaradanam taddi parushasyakilatmana. Translation, it is said that great personalities almost always accept voluntary suffering because of the suffering of people in general. This is considered the highest method of worshiping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is present in everyone's heart. Purport. Here is an explanation of how those engaged in activities for the welfare of others are very quickly recognized by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Yaidam paramam guyam madbhakteshu abhirasyati nachatasman manushyeshu kashchin me priyakritamaha. One who preaches the message of Bhagavad Gita to my devotees is most dear to me. No one can excel him in satisfying me by worship. There are different kinds of welfare activities in this material world, but the supreme welfare activity is the spreading of Krishna consciousness. Other welfare activities cannot be affected, for the laws of nature and the results of karma cannot be checked. It is by destiny or the laws of karma that one must suffer and joy. For instance, if one is given a court order, he must accept it, whether it brings suffering or profit. Similarly, everyone is under obligations to karma and its reactions. No one can change this. Therefore, the Shastra says, Tasyaiva eto prayate takovido nalabhyate yad brahmatam upariyada. One should endeavor for that which is never obtained by wandering up and down the universe as a result of the actions of karma. What is that? One should endeavor to become Krishna conscious. If one tries to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, he should be understood to be performing the best welfare activity. The Lord is automatically very pleased with him. If the Lord is pleased with him, what is left for him to achieve? If one has been recognized by the Lord, even if he does not ask the Lord for anything, the Lord, who is within everyone, supplies him whatever he wants. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Tesam Nityabhyuktanam Yogakshemam Vahamyaham. Again, it is stated here, Tapyante Lokatapena sarva prayasojana. The best welfare activity is raising people to the platform of Krishna consciousness. Since the conditioned souls are suffering only for want of Krishna consciousness, the Lord Himself also comes to mitigate the suffering of humanity. Yada yada hi dharmasya klanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tadatmanam sarjamyaham paritranaya sadunam vinashaya chaduskritam dharma samstarpanathaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bhart, and a predominant rise of your religion, at that time I descend myself to deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to reestablish the principles of religion. I advent myself millennium after millennium. All the Shastras conclude, therefore, that spreading the Krishna consciousness movement is the best welfare activity in the world because of the ultimate benefit this bestows upon people in general. The Lord very quickly recognizes such service performed by a devotee. Translation: upon hearing of this act, everyone, including Bhavani, the daughter of Maharaj Dakka, Lord Brahma, Lord Vishnu, and the people in general, very highly praise this deed performed by Lord Shiva, who is worshipped by the demigods and who bestows benedictions upon the people. Translation: scorpions, cobras, poisonous drugs, and other animals whose bites are poisonous took the opportunity to drink whatever little poison had fallen and scattered from Lord Shiva's hand while he was drinking. Purport: mosquitoes, jackals, dogs, and other varieties of dandasuka, or animals whose bites are poisonous, drank the poison of the Samudra Manthana, the churned ocean, which, since it was available after it fell from the palm of Lord Shiva. Thus end the Bhaktivinoda purport of the 8th canto, 7th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Lord Shiva Saves the Universe by Drinking Poison. Then there's another section in this 8th canto, which I don't know if we have time to read the whole thing, but it's the transcendental pastime of Lord Shiva and Mohini Murti, which is a favorite of devotees. But first I'm going to read, if you allow me, in this connection with preaching activities. I have a few letters here that show the power of Srila Prabhupada's books. And we've gotten these in the last few days. This is from John Wood, who's going to be coming here. He lives up in someplace north, Seattle or someplace. I met you many years ago in the L.A. Temple Sunday Feast. You gave me a hard copy of your Everwell Wisher. I just wanted to thank you for blessing me with that book. I've read it many times, and with each reading, I feel touched by Prabhupada's mercy. I'm currently going through a lot of turmoil and misery in my life. It is sad to say that Maya has me in its grips. I recently reread the book you gave me and have been doing a lot of reading of ISKCON material online, watching ISKCON lectures, etc., and I'm slowly beginning to chant again, though not as much as I would like. So thank you for the association you gave me that day many years ago. It just may prove itself to be a lifesaver in my case. John Wood. Here's Mataji that came and stayed at the temple. Here's before she came to the temple and after. You know how they do those pictures of before they took this drug and after they took the drug? This is before and after. Dear sir, my deepest and most humble love and respect to you, sir. We like that. I hope that this finds you well and saturated in Krishna's service, of which I have no doubt. This is Darlene. Not sure if you remember, but I've shown up every now and then around the temple, and we even chatted a few times. I knew you were a very busy man, but I would really love to come down and talk with you again when you are available, as I think that it's time to pick up where we left off. I'm not exactly sure if I am ready or if I'm qualified enough to engage in full service as a devotee. But I do know that at this point in my life, I am ready for some significant change, whatever the size. I saw it the last time we talked and the time before, but I am now feeling very anxious and unsatisfied for not having listened to you then. I know what it is that I need to be doing, and I know that I need the proper guidance to do it. She was outside, and we told her she was living with her boyfriend. Her boyfriend didn't like Krishna consciousness. I told her, don't marry him yet. Wait and see if he likes Krishna a little by getting prasadam and Prabhupada's books, etc. And she wrote this letter because her husband threw the Bhagavad Gita at her. And she realized it was time for a change. So she goes on to say, I want to help, I want to do what I can, and probably more than I myself realize or understand. But I know that you understand, and I also know that since the very first time I talked to you, this is real. Krishna is real, and he is driving me crazy. And I don't know what to do. That's what happened to all of us. I found out about Krishna, and everywhere I'd go, devotees would be waiting there. I'd cross the street, and there'd be another devotee waiting there for me. You couldn't get away. Please help me, kind sir. I want to do something for you, for Krishna's devotees. I feel like I'm sitting on idle hands. I'd like to discuss with you what we can do about this. Please let me know next time you're available, and I will come by. Hari Bol, Darlene. So she came and stayed. I guess it was last weekend, 3-4 days, that long weekend. She writes yesterday, Dear Prabhu, my most humble obeisances unto you again and again. I want to thank you for providing me with such a wonderful weekend, and I am very much eager and looking forward to the next one. The few days I spent with you and the devotees has had an amazing, tremendous impact that I cannot believe. For the past few years, I haven't been chanting every day, and when I wasn't going more than 4 to 8 rounds. But since I have come back home, I feel very much different. I've been able to chant at least 16 rounds with no problem, and I cannot stop thinking about my experience. It really is true the impact that association with devotees has. I have seen it now for myself, and I understand so much more now. I am absolutely ecstatic to see what will be further revealed to me upon my next visit. I am feeling very much encouraged and desirous for your association again. So be prepared to deal with me again soon. I am already missing all of you very much, so much so that I am considering perhaps planning another weekend stay before next month. She was going to come once a month, but now she's deciding maybe it should be every other week. Let me know what your schedule is like, when you'll be available, and I'll plan accordingly. I also spoke with Omkar before I left on Monday, and she invited me to the wedding that is taking place on 2/21, so I will be there for that. Do I have permission to invite a fellow co-worker of mine to come along? He isn't exactly a devotee. Not that he's a non-devotee, he just hasn't been introduced to Krishna consciousness properly, I think. But he is a very nice person, very open-minded, and he likes photography. I figured that if I can bring him and engage him in taking some photos while there, it might be some nice service to Krishna that will benefit. Is that okay? Also, I forgot to get the temple program CD for you. I want to pick it up next time I'm there. I'm planning coming on Sunday. If you'll be around, I'll stop by for sure. Thank you again. I hope all is well. And Hari Bol, Darlene. So this shows Krishna consciousness is alive. Lord Shiva was saving the universe. And our business is to save whoever we can. Somehow or other, Jaina Kena, Prakarena, people are suffering. She was reading the Gita and her husband was disturbed by that. And she wasn't being very Krishna conscious. They both have very big jobs in the material world. She was layout and design artist for Walt Disney Corporation. And now she's doing layout and design and artwork for a Panasonic division that is making the 3D movie in video for that Avatar. And he also works for Disney, and they live in the Sun Valley area, up north, 30-40 miles. So this is our business. Just like Lord Shiva was engaged in saving the universe, he drank the poison. Tapyante lokatapena sarva prayasojana. On behalf of the suffering of all living entities, Lord Shiva took on the great tapya, the great austerity himself, of drinking that poison and filling his neck became bluish. A blue line came upon his neck. Of course, he wasn't affected from drinking the poison otherwise. But our business is, like Lord Shiva, who is the greatest of Vaishnavas, to give people Krishna consciousness somehow or other. Introduce them to chanting, dancing, feasting on Krishna Prasadam, and reading Srila Prabhupada's books, understanding the Krishna conscious philosophy. Then when they come and they see devotees chanting and dancing nicely, they see the deities, they hear the Bhagavatam, they eat Krishna Prasadam, they can't get it out of their mind. They can't stop thinking of Krishna. Just like in the material sense, when someone is in love, they can't stop thinking of the beloved. I can't stop thinking of you. So many songs. In the spiritual sense, we can't stop thinking of Krishna and his devotees. Can't stop thinking of Krishna consciousness. Can't stop thinking of spreading the Krishna consciousness movement. For a moment, one can't stop thinking of Krishna for one moment. Krishna consciousness is so powerful. So, our business as devotees isn't to make some comfortable situation for ourselves. Oh, I have my ashram situation. I have a nice room that's 12 by 6, 12 by 10. Let me be very comfortable. But actually, Srila Prabhupada started the Krishna consciousness movement, and the temples in Krishna consciousness for preachers like Lord Shiva, for persons to engage in austerity and penance, to give up everything in order to give others the opportunity of coming to Krishna consciousness. The best welfare work. Now, they're doing so many welfare activities right this day. There's great misfortune in the world. We heard so many hundreds, 200,000 people have been killed in this catastrophe in Haiti. No one could stop the suffering. And hundreds and thousands, if not millions, are displaced and suffering because of it. So many people are coming forward to do the philanthropic work, the humanitarian work, which even our Srila Prabhupada told us. They asked Srila Prabhupada, devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada said, soon there'll be a war and all the major cities of the world will be destroyed. Prabhupada said, they asked Prabhupada, what will be our work? What will we do? Prabhupada said, chant Hare Krishna. And Prabhupada also said, we'll be like the Red Cross, giving shelter to everyone. So, even devotees, now we're going. Savas Prabhu agreed with Sri Govinda's food and kirtan to any studio or cafe or any place that will do fundraisers for this Haiti. But ultimately, the real humanitarian work, the real benefit for humanity is giving them Krishna consciousness, is giving them the chanting of the holy name. We can give them some food, some medical care, some assistance, which may help them temporarily. But real benefit, ultimately, is giving them Krishna Katha. This is the real beneficial work with, which Lord Shiva was always engaged in. So this is our business. Anyone like to come with us tonight? We're going to a Haiti benefit for Shiva Ratri. It's an all-night affair. We're only going from 8:30 to 10 in Silver Lake at Still Yoga to chant and give them some prasadam and raise funds for those who are suffering and give Krishna consciousness, prasadam and kirtan to everyone that's suffering. So any quick question or discussion? We didn't get to this story of Mohini Murti, but if you'd like to read that in your spare time or perhaps tonight, that's in the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. I believe 8.2 Bhagavatam. Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for a nice presentation and nice appeal for preaching. Just since you mentioned Haiti, I'd like to just say a couple of things about that. A couple of days after the disaster happened, we had our Food for Life team. They had to go into Santo Domingo on the Dominican side of the island to organize themselves. Now they've gone forward into Haiti. And locally we have a gentleman here. Some of you would recognize him. He comes quite frequently. He's from Haiti. He's a lawyer. And his family owned many churches and orphanages down there, and they all collapsed. Many of his family members died. The current president of Haiti is his classmate. One of his cousins is one of the ministers there. In other words, he's very well connected. So he's offered assistance to help us to not only help the suffering right now, but to establish the ISKCON temple in the capital when we can get around to it. He wants to give some land and assistance to do that. So things are happening there.
Very nice. So Vas Prabhu, immediately after the disaster happened, we talked, and as we had done for the tsunami and Katrina, we put together some emails and some messages that Govindas and Temple Bhajan Band would give free prasadam and kirtan to anyone that would put on a fundraiser. And immediately, a wonderful studio in Long Beach called, I forget the name of it, but they put on a program last week. We went with Govinda's Prasadam. They raised $5,000 for Doctors Without Borders. But even more important than raising the funds, as Archita Prabhu is saying, is giving these people Krishna consciousness. Maybe we'll give them some health temporarily, and we'll give them some food temporarily. But and that's our business. More than that is giving them the real welfare activity, Krishna consciousness. We also went to one North Valley Haiki Kai studio and did the fundraiser. And we went out to the valley for One Love Nation fundraiser for Haiti at some big church. And then this weekend, Still Yoga. And next weekend, the Hip Hop Cafe fundraiser on Thursday night for Haiti Relief Kirtan and Prasadam. Any more questions or discussions? You got any shows, let us know. I think there's a Haiti fundraiser coming up on the 21st, as mentioned here. It's a wedding Haiti fundraiser. Sunday the 21st. All proceeds go to something in that area. All glories to Sri Guru and Gurunga. Was that Omkar he or she? Oh, that was a she.